good morning, and I want to let you know I have told children's stories in a lot of churches, and this is the first time that I can remember ever telling a story in the Roseburg Church. Amen. And I came into this church 45 years ago. But I'm going to give you a disclaimer. I got a letter from Margie that told me how much time I had. She said I had less than 6 to 7 minutes. I'm sorry, Mario. I spent five or six hours last night going over this story, and there is no way I am going to make 6 or 7 minutes. But I'll hurry as long as I can. How many of you have ever thought of what you want to do when you grow up? Have you? What do you want to do when you grow up? A what? A cook? That's an admirable work. Anything else? A spy. That would be very interesting. Well, you know, when I was your age, there were three things that I was going to do when I grow up. Three things. One of them is I was going to be a cowboy. The other, I was going to be a United States Marine. And the other was I was going to get married. You know how long it took me to accomplish that? By the age of 18, I was married, I was a United States Marine, and I considered myself a cowboy. By the age of 18. That's determination, isn't it? But it's quite interesting that although I enjoyed all of those and believe me, I still have my cowboy hat that I had back then. I still fly the United States Marine Corps flag at my house. My cell phone rings. It's the United States Marine Corps hymn. And yes, I'm still married to the same woman. And I appreciate that because that's where the story starts for me. We have another job that we're asked to do in the Bible. How many of you might know what that is? Do you know what job the Lord asks us to do? It happens to be the book of Matthew. I'm going to turn to the book of Matthew. It happens to be Matthew 28, and it's familiar with everybody. Matthew 28, 19 and 20, and it says, "Go ye therefore and teach." What does it mean to teach? We have a young man that's going to be giving us a sermon here in just a little bit, and he's an evangelist. Do you know that each one of you are evangelists? Because it tells us right here that that's what we're to go and do. To go into the world, teaching them to observe all things. Do you believe you can do that? You know, as I said, I had three things in life. By the age of 18, I accomplished them. But there was something else shortly thereafter. While I was out being a Marine in the Republic of the Philippines, there was a gentleman in this church, and he's still in this church today. He was an evangelist. And how is that? Because he heard of something, and this gentleman, and I was going to tell him, I was going to mention his name, and I never did get to shake his hand, but Greg Jordan went to my wife's brother, invited him to some meetings. My brother-in-law now, invited my wife to those meetings. And when I came home from of 16 months in the Marine Corps, my wife shared those with the help of some others for me joining this church. And I know there's several out here that probably can remember. I would pull up out there, park in my car, cowboy hat on, my country western music playing, and I'd wait for my wife to come out of church. When I was in the Philippines, I had heard my wife was becoming an Adventist. And the devil was there with somebody that gave me a list of everything that the Adventist church was wrong at. Everything. And I was well prepared when I came home to argue with my wife. But the Lord always puts a little bit of help somewhere, doesn't he? He always helps us. And there were several that were able to refute everything. I became an Adventist. We've raised three children who have become Adventists. One of them is a minister today in Colorado. But each one of them went out and were evangelists. They went out and shared big books and little tracts. How many of you have the opportunity to give a tract or a matter of fact, I was given one something this morning, and I probably gave it to my wife there. But it was a little bookmarker. What an opportunity to take those little bookmarkers and share with your friends, telling how Jesus loves each and every one of us. It's an opportunity that we can share, even at your age. At your age, you can share those that are teenagers, those that are your mom and dad, your grandpas and grandmas, and even those that are 93 years of age can continually share the gospel. And that's what Christ calls us to do. So how many of us want to share Jesus Christ? Because, you know, each person that we meet each day, we are told, is a divine appointment from God. What an opportunity we have to do the Lord's work. So let's have prayer. And then as we finish with prayer and you go back to your seats, remember to pick up the trays and take them to the back. Let's pray. Father in heaven, you see each and every one of these children here this morning. I pray, Father, that your Holy Spirit will work upon them and each and every member here at the Roseburg Church, that we will, Father, go about and do what you have asked us to do, to share your love with each appointment we have each day. Thank you, Father, again. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you very much.